St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, tells us that God has poured his love into us by the gift of the Holy Spirit. The result of this gift of love is that we are children of God. Now, what does it mean to be a son or daughter of God? Obviously, we must in some way be like Jesus himself, the true Son of God. Yet we know we are not perfect. We have many weaknesses. That is why St. Paul adds these words, "The Spirit too comes to the aid of our weakness." As we try to be sons and daughters of God in this world today, we need all the assistance we can get to know and then to do God the Father's will. And it is the Holy Spirit who will help us the most. Today we celebrate your confirmation. In this sacrament, you will receive a fullness of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit wants each one of us to live up to our vocation as a daughter or son of God. How the Holy Spirit will do this in our lives is going to vary for each one of us. Will we do God's will and be Jesus Christ in our world today? Someone who can help us, I believe, is St. Joseph, the carpenter, the foster father of Jesus. He taught Jesus how to be a son. He can also teach us. What amazes me the most about Joseph is that he doesn't say a single word in the Bible. And yet, without words, he did a great deal. He was probably born in Bethlehem, since that is where, many years later, he took his pregnant wife Mary to be registered for the census. As a young man, he must have moved to Nazareth, perhaps because he found more work there as a carpenter. And of course, it's there that he met Mary and became engaged to her. Then everything got messed up. Mary was miraculously pregnant after the visit of the angel Gabriel. And I always presume that she explained all of this to Joseph. Now, not many will agree with me on this, but I think he decided to separate from Mary because he did not consider himself worthy to be caring for the very Son of God. And here is where the Spirit sends an angel to him in a dream to tell Joseph it was God's desire to take Mary as his wife, to name the baby Jesus, and to be the father of the family. And without a word, he does God's will. Joseph has also been called a just man. This is someone who was faithful to God, who allowed the Spirit to move him to prayer and devotion, who was a good father, leading a good family. The Spirit helped Joseph to carry out his vocation, which was to provide an environment for Mary and Jesus where they all learned God's will and then did it. Joseph followed the Jewish customs and circumcised Jesus on the eighth day, and then took Mary and the baby up to the temple, showing him to be faithful to God. The Spirit was not done with Joseph. After the child Jesus is born in Bethlehem, there's danger brewing. King Herod wants the kid dead. So the angel again informs the sleeping Joseph to wake up and take Mary and Jesus to Egypt, out of the danger zone. He is true to his vocation and moves on to Egypt. After some years in that foreign land, the angel again wakens Joseph to return to Israel, where the family finally settles in Nazareth. Joseph, as the faithful father and husband, then takes his family to Jerusalem each year for the Feast of Passover. He is modeling for his family a life dedicated to God. On one occasion, after losing the 12-year-old Jesus, Joseph and Mary find the youngster in the temple, where Jesus tells them, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Nonetheless, Jesus returned to Nazareth to be raised by Joseph and Mary and learn the trade of a carpenter. In all these circumstances, we do not hear a single word from Joseph. Yet he always heard the will of God and then did it, until it became second nature to him. In this way, he was forming Jesus to be a true son. My sisters and brothers, the Holy Spirit wants us to follow our vocation to be a just man or a just woman, hearing God's will and then doing it. And not only that, will we be the kind of person who will make it easier for our friends to do the right things in life rather than tempting them to ignore God's will? The Spirit will come to our aid even in our weaknesses if we but hear his voice, even if that comes to us only in a dream. God bless you all.